This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Multiple fires continue burning across the western slope due to hot, dry weather and extreme drought. Overnight, the Lee Fire and the Grease Fire in Rio Blanco County merged to more than 14,000 acres. Evacuation orders are in effect for some county highways and roads. Air quality alerts and red flag warnings are in effect for much of the western slope through this evening. With some school districts opening this week, Colorado drivers need to be aware of a new state rule about what to do near a stopped school bus. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Drivers have always had to stop at least 20 feet behind a school bus that is stopped with its red lights flashing. Now it doesn't matter if the school bus is in your lane. If drivers in the oncoming lane are approaching a stopped school bus with flashing lights, they must also stop. There is an exception, though. You don't have to stop if there's a raised or depressed median or other physical barrier between directions of traffic. Law enforcement says every year there are multiple near misses and crashes involving school buses and other vehicles. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The city of Denver has recorded its first human case of West Nile virus this year. The virus is mostly spread through the bite of an infected mosquito. It can be transmitted any time mosquitoes are active. Colorado has recorded 11 cases in 2025, with one death, three hospitalized, and five people who developed neurological symptoms. Jefferson County also reported its first human case this week. It's very hot in Longmont this afternoon at 101 degrees. In Boulder, it's 99 and 93 around Littleton. This is CPR News.